Unit 6. Law and Crime. Reading 1. Lie detectors. Polygraphs, instruments used to discover whether a person is lying, are usually called lie detectors. Polygraphs are utilized in courts, in the government, and in private businesses. However, polygraphs are controversial. Many people don't believe that polygraphs can accurately identify whether an individual is lying, while others believe that polygraphs are simply tools to intimidate people into admitting guilt, regardless of whether they're really lying. The older analog polygraph machine consists of three pins and a roll of paper that slides across the machine. The pins, which draw lines on the paper and record changes in the subject's condition, are connected to wires, which are connected to the test subject. A mostly straight line indicates there is minimal variation in the subject's body. A jagged line with multiple peaks and valleys illustrates a large amount of variation. Modern digital polygraphs are interpreted in the identical fashion as analog polygraphs. However, instead of paper, the lines are displayed on a computer monitor. Polygraph tests resemble interviews. Examiners ask subjects questions, and when subjects answer, their body reactions are recorded by the polygraph. During interviews, examiners document the behavior of the lines on the paper subsequent to each question. Later, examiners utilize these results to deduce the truthfulness of the subject's responses. When lying, individuals are often apprehensive about being caught, and this uneasiness produces stress. This stress triggers an elevated heart rate and breathing and increases in perspiration, which is then detected by the polygraph. To detect changes in respiration, rubber tubes filled with air are positioned around the subject's torsos, and as subjects breathe, air in the tubes is compressed, and the tubes expand. When the tubes expand, they push against a part of the polygraph called the bellows. The greater the expansion of the tubes, the greater the contraction of the bellows, which moves an arm on the polygraph. Breathing quickly results in an irregular line on the test. To measure heart rate, subjects wear bands around their wrists. A tube connects the band to a second arm on the polygraph. As blood travels through the wrist, it creates very small sounds. And when subjects experience stress, the sounds become louder and faster. These sounds move the air in the tube, whereby the air pushes the bellows, moving the arm on the polygraph. A stronger, faster heart rate results in a more jagged line. Finally, the polygraph attempts to measure perspiration on the fingertips by utilizing metal plates, called galvanometers, attached to two fingers. The metal plates measure the degree to which the skin conducts electricity. When people perspire, the skin becomes wet. And if subject's skin is wetter than usual, it conducts more electricity. The galvanometers are connected to the third arm of the polygraph. And if the skin starts to increase electrical conductivity, movement of the arm increases. A comparison of the movements of all three arms should reveal to the examiner increases in stress for certain questions. Many people debate the reliability of polygraphs. They believe that although these tests measure variations in the body associated with stress, these variations could be the result of other kinds of emotions. While some people experience minimal to no stress when lying, some honest people may experience intense stress by the exam itself. Because of this, it is possible for the examiner to wrongly deduce that the subject is lying, and the subject might then be subjected to unfair punishment. Even companies that produce polygraphs indicate that the mechanisms cannot detect lies, suggesting that polygraphs can only identify behavior that should not be trusted. Because of these criticisms, polygraph data cannot be used as evidence in American courts. Also, American law prohibits private companies from forcing employees to take polygraph tests. Despite this, both the American government and businesses continue to utilize polygraphs. In fact, workers for government agencies can be terminated if they refuse to submit to or fail polygraph tests. Various opponents of polygraphs have concluded from this fact that the tests are used to intimidate workers, to prevent them from complaining about company policies. However, the validity of this claim is debatable. Regardless, it's clear the polygraph tests will continue to affect the lives of employees.